Wagner noticed the exact fitting of the coastlines of South America and Africa, that once they were together and they formed a larger continent. They then broke apart. He reconstructed the supercontinent that was named Pangaea, that all of today's continents are included into a big island stuck into the world sea. During Wagner's life, Otto Christoph Hindenburg continued his theory. In his house in Berlin, the daughter of Hindenburg shows his paleo globes, created in the year 1933. All the continents are on a much smaller scale globe, a globe nobody thought of before, globes that show an expanding planet. Hindenburg published his findings of the growing globe. The Light Plaza of the Technical University in Berlin is where the Hindenburg globes were presented for 2 years with the initiative of mining pioneer Karl-Heinz Jacob. But then troubles came, and the globes had to be removed. The university museum denied an interview with Jacobs. In the scientific community and discovery groups, nobody wanted to know about the expanding Earth. They were going in other directions, and even mentioning the expanding globe shocked people. It was not always like that. In 1965, the most famous German TV scientist, Heinz Herber, blew up a balloon globe.
Zum ersten Mal blies ein Professor den Erdball auf.
You see very well how both continents are spreading apart and how the Atlantic becomes the typical S form. The expanding theory says a few hundred million years ago, the Earth was one half the size it is today. The main argument is that you can put all the continents together and close it to fully closed. The theory says that the Earth grew enormously. Jacob lists thousands of articles in a book.